This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It seemed like yesterday.
Seems like yesterday. But it was long ago. Jenny was lovely, she was the queen of my night. There in the darkness with the radio playing low, and the secrets that we shared, mountains that we moved.
Caught like a wildfire.
Caught like a wildfire.
You know, what this comedian said at the Golden Globes is so important. I'm going to do the whole next segment on it. Please stay tuned for this. Please take notes. This is vital. But I want to play this report. AOC's impending eviction from Congress. Here it is.
This is a quality of life issue.
Lucky for Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the news has been a little heavy over the past few days, enough to distract her from her own impending doom. AOC recently learned that her seat may be squeezed out due to the open border policies she supports. As the city reported, building on data and analysis by the Texas Tribune, suggests Ocasio-Cortez's district could be particularly vulnerable to undercount because a little over a quarter of those living there are non-citizens. That's a higher percentage than any other congressional district in the state. A census undercount in Ocasio-Cortez's district and elsewhere in the state could lead to the elimination of congressional districts, potentially setting off politically charged redistricting battles. New York already is on track to lose up to 2 congressional seats during reapportionment due to population decline and slower rate of growth, according to a December report by Election Data Services. The citizenship question President Trump wanted added to the census was shot down by the Supreme Court. As a result, President Trump tasked the Department of Homeland Security to share government records from its databases to help the Census Bureau produce data about the U.S. citizenship status of every person living in the country. All U.S. states that don't accurately complete the 2020 census could, of course, face the loss of congressional seats and billions of federal dollars. The San Francisco Chronicle reports an analysis of the preliminary estimates released by the U.S. Census Bureau showed that California was one of 10 states likely to lose a congressional seat. Texas, which now has 36 representatives in the U.S. House, second behind California, is expected to gain at least 3 seats. Florida is on track to gain 2. The political impact of reapportionment extends beyond Congress to presidential elections. Each state's electoral college represents the sum of its House and Senate seats. But that still hasn't stopped the Democrats from handing our elections over to non-citizens.
A groundbreaking release from the Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton. His office found nearly 95,000 people registered to vote, but not U.S. citizens.
In Maryland, already there are a number of smaller communities that already have elections where non-citizens can do the voting.
Kind of discriminatory to me. Well, you're not letting American homeless people vote, but you are letting illegal aliens vote?
On the steps of City Hall, a historic day. For the first time, non-citizen parents can register to vote for school board elections in San Francisco.
We know for sure now that non-citizens are voting. The question is how many and how big of an issue it is.
Do you think they actually cast ballots?
I mean, we think it's very likely that we've had non-citizens cast ballots. We had that in Tarrant County. We prosecuted somebody that had done that and ended up in prison for 8 years.
I respect and the law.
Rosa Ortega is the one who got 8 years, a green card holder, who voted for Republicans but told a judge she didn't understand she could not cast a ballot.
This review found that 385 non-citizens were registered to vote in Ohio, and of those, 82 had cast at least one ballot in an election in Ohio.
Secretary of State's office says that it has identified now 95,000 people registered to vote with matching DPS records of non-citizens.
You know, I get the popular mythology among Democrats that there's no such thing as voter fraud. I would tell you there's not as much voter fraud as some Republicans think, but there's a lot more than Democrats think.
If AOC loses her district to her own United Nations brainwashing, it would occur as we get closer to the 2022 midterm elections. John Baum reporting.
And that is Instant Karma. Please remember, without your financial support, we're not here. We've been demonized, sued, attacked by the globalists. That's fine. You're supporting us. We're overcoming it. We're still on air. We're expanding in some ways thanks to you. The year-end sale is extended for 3 more days. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 70% off, and a bunch of stuff just sold out, and a bunch of stuff's about to sell out, so a lot of the sale is already ending with more than 20 items. More than 40 items are still on sale, but that's how you fund the operation. Plus, they're great products. Get your Wake Up America coffee experience with the best coffee out there at a great price. It funds the InfoWar. Get our new Tooth Whitey toothpaste. It's amazing. InfoWarStore.com. Just like our information is game-changing. Our products really are amazing. Giant sales at InfoWarsStore.com. I can't tell you how vital it is to fund this operation and get great products at the same time, a total win-win. So take action now and be assured you're holding up the First Amendment in the face of the globalist. I'm Alex Jones, and this is 2020. InfoWars.com. I don't watch the Golden Globes, and I didn't click on the video. Instead, I watched Joaquin Phoenix say, "Hey, we should stop flying around on private jets if you really think they're killing the Earth." I'm like, "Well, that's good," because Hollywood realizes they're uncool, that they're teleprompter readers, that they read off scripts, and that people don't like them. But then I clicked later today, after I actually read the transcript of what Ricky had to say, and it was incredible. This has got to be investigated, because I don't think they authorized these jokes, because they always want to see him up front with anything scripted. I think this guy is a hero for what he said, and I think particularly if we learned that they did not authorize it, and I really think they didn't, and that he understands that it's a falling system, and he'd rather be up front in that system calling it for what it is than keep riding along on the gravy train for a while. And as people decide that they're not going to prop up the globalist Hollywood system anymore, and that they're not going to continue to play along with it, it's going to implode. Not just the men pressuring women for sex. They hope it only stops there. Kind of like Prince Andrew and a 17-year-old girl. That's bad enough. But the media only covers that instead of the fact that it goes down to Satanism, the occult, torture, little children, you name it. And that's all beginning to come out as well. So he tells them what they are. They're a bunch of pedophiles. They're a bunch of sickos. And they're a bunch of nobodies who are fake to their pretentious Hollywood faces. Here it is.
But you all look lovely, all dolled up. You came here in your limos. I came here in a limo tonight, and the license plate was made by Felicity Huffman. So, no. Shush. But tonight isn't just about the people in front of camera. In this room are some of the most important TV and film executives in the world. People from every background, but they all have one thing in common. They're all terrified of Ronan Farrow. He's coming for you. He's coming for you. Look, talking of all you perverts, it was a big year. It was a big year for paedophile movies. Surviving R. Kelly, Leaving Neverland, Two Popes. Shut up. Shut up. I don't care. I don't care. Many talented people of colour were snubbed in major categories. Unfortunately, there's nothing we can do about that. The Hollywood foreign press are all very, very racist. So, fifth time. So, We were going to do an in memoriam this year, but when I saw the list of people that had died, it wasn't diverse enough. It just, no. It was mostly white people. And I thought, nah, not on my watch. So, maybe next year. Let's see what happens. Martin Scorsese, the greatest living director, made the news for his controversial comments about the Marvel franchise. He said they're not real cinema, and they remind him of theme parks. I agree. Although I don't know what he's doing hanging around theme parks. He's not big enough to go on the rides, is he? It's tiny. The world got to see James Corden as a fat... He was also in the movie Cats, but no one saw that. And the reviews, oh, shocking. I saw one that said, this is the worst thing to happen to cats since dogs, right? But Dame Judi Dench defended the film, saying it was the role she was born to play. Because she... I can't do this next joke. Because she loves nothing better than plonking herself down on the carpet, lifting her leg, and licking her own... Verbal. Apple roared into the TV game with a morning show. A superb drama, yeah. A superb drama about the importance of dignity and doing the right thing, made by a company that runs sweatshops in China. So, well, you say you're woke, but the companies you work for, I mean, unbelievable. Apple, Amazon, Disney. If ISIS started a streaming service, you'd call your agent, wouldn't you? So, if you do win an award tonight, don't use it as a platform to make a political speech, right? You're in no position to lecture the public about anything. You know nothing about the real world.
Wow.
Most of you spent less time in school than Greta Thunberg. So, if you win, right, come up, accept your little award, thank your agent and your God, and f*** off. Okay?
Ricky Gervais, I guess he started a show like The Office as a popular comedian in the UK. I barely knew who he was, but now I really like the guy. Telling him to their face, you're not important like you think you are. And then Joaquin Phoenix says, oh, let's not eat meat, it's bad for the earth, the virtue signal, but oh, and let's not fly our jets around, we're hypocrites. I've never seen anyone call themselves on their own hypocrisy. By the way, carbon dioxide's good for the atmosphere, it's a trace gas, jets aren't hurting anything unless they've had aluminum dioxide barium salts added to the jet fuel, which is part of a global clandestine weather modification program that is public. The details are classified, but the CIA and the Department of Energy have an agreement with the damn UN. And there's only three major jet fuel producers that produce over 90% of the jet fuel in North America, and they're adding it to the jet fuel, and I have the patents. See, nobody cares about that, because that's real. And that's really doing something to the atmosphere. They claim they got a Nobel Prize for it in 92, two scientists, that it's saving the ozone layer. When you look at what it does, it actually, the ultraviolet radiation goes through, but doesn't bounce back up for some reason. Almost all of it stays under the clouds. It bounces back into space if there's not clouds. But it goes down through clouds, but bounces up and stops, causing global warming. So why Bill Gates and the CIA are running around with global warming operations, you try to figure out for yourself. The point is, they think you're so stupid that they have hour-long speeches on C-SPAN admitting it. But then they have articles saying I need to be taken off the air because I'm making up conspiracy theories about it. But see, you notice, you'd see like Don Rickles roasting people. Ronald Reagan loved it and all that kind of stuff. This roasting, they didn't like. You look at Tom Hanks, takes himself so serious. He said Donald Trump being elected is when Martians land and their dinosaurs wearing red capes. Well, if you watch that video again, they all look so pissed. Because they just take themselves so damn serious. And they are a bunch of sicko, un-American trash and freaks on the Chi-Com payroll. And they've let the Chi-Coms completely ruin what was left of Hollywood. And they're going bankrupt and they're falling apart. And all this overproduction of movies and stuff is their death throes. Like any exterminator will tell you, when you spray for cockroaches and the house infested with them, they all start having sex. They all start trying to reproduce and lay some eggs. A little bit too late. So the big fat dying cockroaches, Tom Hanks and all the rest of them, they give standing ovations for Roman Polanski. Remember that? Meryl Streep and all of them. She wants to call Trump a rapist and all this made-up crap. But meanwhile, she supports somebody that drugs little girls and rapes them in the rear end till blood's everywhere. And I don't want to be graphic. I just want you to remember who these people are. They're perverts, and they want control of society and civilization. Gerald Celente is taking over. A lot of big articles on Infowars.com. They're going to have special reports filed today at fan.video. Warning, stage set for Trump assassination. Deep state could use Iran's threat as a way to do it. Joel Skousen agreed with me earlier that's a serious threat. Is Iran using Obama's pallet of cash to fund $80 million bounty on Trump? Another Infowars.com article. Please don't forget. I'm going to give myself to tomorrow. So tomorrow is the last day, but it will be done. I got to cut a bunch of ads. I got a bunch of stuff to tear. I'm not complaining. We're selling out of everything already almost. A bunch of stuff's already, half the product's already sold out. And so store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 75% off. It's all ending as soon as I have time to cut 6 or 7 ads for the new sales that are very good sales, so they're just not as broad. So you want to take advantage of this and fund the InfoWar, now is the time to get your Ultra 12 or to get your Turbo Force, or not sold out, your Brain Force. The fish oil is coming back in, but the krill oil just sold out. Just check it out and know the funding is vital. I got a lot of stuff I want to do this year with 301 days left till this election. Americanism versus globalism. Gerald Celente, straight ahead.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com proactivemd.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic, safe, effective, even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalent, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Hello, hello. Great being on the Alex Jones Show. And today is a very big day, as what just happened this past weekend. And that's what I'm going to talk about today, in what happened with the assassination by the United States of the general in Iran. This is in New. I've been writing about this in the Trends Journal since June 2017. We sent out a trend alert. Here it is. Iran war coming. World War III market crash. 15 June 2017. Get ready for the next war. It may be the war to end all wars and much of civilization. The Trends Research Institute has identified a series of critical geopolitical events, and many barely hitting the mainstream media. Among the most powerful underreported trend lines now forming is the global trigger point for war. Under the guise that Iran is, quote, the number one terrorist state threatening stability in the Middle East and around the world. The war trend we forecast is driven by heated rhetoric and unsubstantiated claims that have deep political roots. And now military maneuvers and regional news events have further distorted Iran as the arch enemy. Let's just go back a couple of months ago. Remember there was those ships that were hit in the Gulf of Oman? Who did America blame it on? Iran. They have any proof? No. They said they would show proof. They didn't. And then there was the attack on the Saudi oil field. Oh, the wonderful Saudis. They were great friends. The Saudi Arabians launched the war against Yemen, which is the worst humanitarian crisis on earth. The Houthis said that they launched that strike. The United States blamed it on Iran, again with no proof. That's just recently. So when I say about the propaganda, there's nothing, zero, nada, that the government tells me that I believe. I want to see the proof. Now, I'll tell you why I want to see the proof.
You know that guy Saddam Hussein, he has weapons of mass destruction and ties to Al-Qaeda. Hey, that next mushroom cloud you see, remember Condoleezza Rice? Maybe that WMD from Saddam Hussein blowing up in the neighborhood near you. Based on lies. The Gulf of Tonkin incident, Vietnam. Never happened. Hey, look what's out of the news. The Afghanistan papers. Oh, you forgot those? It was only 3 weeks ago. Made it in the news maybe a day or two. About how generals, all the way down the line, and through Congress, lied to us. Lied to us. About what was going on in Afghanistan. And from the three-star general saying they didn't have a clue on what to do. We got a strategy and we're winning in it. So why would I believe anything unless you show me the proof? No, don't tell me that as an American, I'm not allowed to see the proof. Oh, Selena, you don't understand. If we show you the proof, then that will enable the enemy. Yeah, shove it. I want the proof. Anyway, again, this is going back to June, and we've been writing about this. You go back to our top trends for 2018. You know what one of them was? Mass murder market shock. I talked about the alliance that was building up between Israel, the United States, and Saudi Arabia, the triangle, to take out Iran. Mass murder market shock. You see what happened this morning with the markets? Yeah, they're up a little bit now, but they were down. They're down across the board. Gold. Here it is. Gold today was up as almost as much as $27. It backed off. But gold is now at $15.65. Very important. It broke over that $15. It was up. It was high, almost up to $15.80 an ounce. Now it's around $1,565. It broke over that critical mark of $1,550. You go back just a couple of weeks ago, gold was floating $100 less than that. $100 an ounce less than that just a few weeks ago. This could be the first shot of World War III. The Archduke Ferdinand. Going back to this piece. This now clearly defined Let's Hate Iran trend was popularized during the 2016 U.S. presidential election when then-candidate Donald Trump repeatedly and aggressively denounced the Iran anti-nuclear deal that the Barack Obama administration orchestrated. Now, all of you know me on InfoWars for all these years what I think of Barack, the Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner Obama. His murderous deeds in Libya, Syria, Afghan troop surge, drone strikes killing innocent people. So you know he ain't my kind of guy. The only thing I agreed with him on was this nuclear deal. Because I want peace on Earth. Because without it, we's in trouble. So, Trump said during the campaign, the worst deal ever made in the history of mankind. That'd be, that's going really back far, you know. Take it easy. I think there were worse deals made than that. And he called Iran the number one terror state. So, the whole thing was being led up to it. Mattis, the former defense secretary, he said, the United States faces three severe threats, Iran, Iran, and Iran.
please remember, without your financial support, we're not here. We've been demonized, sued, attacked by the globalists. That's fine. You're supporting us. We're overcoming it. We're still on air. We're expanding in some ways thanks to you. The year-end sale is extended for 3 more days. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 70% off, and a bunch of stuff just sold out, and a bunch of stuff's about to sell out, so a lot of the sale is already ending with more than 20 items. More than 40 items are still on sale, but that's how you fund the operation. Plus, they're great products. Get your Wake Up America coffee experience with the best coffee out there at a great price. The fund's the InfoWar. Get our new Tooth Whitey toothpaste. It's amazing. InfoWarStore.com. Just like our information is game-changing, our products really are amazing. Giant sales at InfoWarStore.com. I can't tell you how vital it is to fund this operation and get great products at the same time, a total win-win. So take action now and be assured you're holding up the First Amendment in the face of the globalist. I'm Alex Jones, and this is 2020.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com. We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense competence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Waging war on corruption, it's Gerald Celente. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's getting near dawn.
Well, here we are. We're back on The Alex Jones Show. Thank you for having me. As I said, this is a very serious time. This is my 40th year of trend forecasting. Began the Trends Research Institute in 1980. I've never seen anything like this. You know, one of our trends is about what's going on in the world and all of the protests going on, whether it's Chile, Ecuador, Bolivia, Colombia, Peru, Venezuela, Algeria, France, Hong Kong, India, and now this. And there are many others. There's Zimbabwe, there's Cameroon, there's Guinea. All over the world, people are protesting against the corruption of governments, the losses of wages, and the poverty that's striking them. Going back to Iraq, for example, before this latest blowout happened, the Iraqi government killed over 500 demonstrators since October because they were protesting against the corruption, the violence, the poverty, and the terrible conditions. So going back to our trend forecasting, I've been warning about this now since 2017, that the United States was going to take action against Iran. The Trump administration has no intention of passing the buck to a future administration on Iran, said then Secretary of State Rex Tillerson. The evidence is clear. Iran's provocative actions threaten the United States, the region, and the world. What provocative actions? Please let me know what they are. Oh, American troops aren't safe over there in Iraq or Syria. What are we doing there? We illegally invaded Iraq based on lies. I would love to see a war crime tribunal to bring up the murderers who started the war. They killed all our servicemen and some million Iraqis on a war based on lies. What are we doing then? What are we in Syria for? I'll tell you, I don't like that guy Assad. Assad has to go. But wait a minute. They didn't do anything to us. Well, now we're there because what did Donald Trump say? The oil. That's his words. Oh, we got to melt ISIS. Hey, guess what? That guy that they just killed? Yeah. The general? You know what he's noted for? Wiping out ISIS in both Syria and Iraq. So let's go back again, and you can see all this coming. Again, writing about it in detail. CIA has an Iran center. This again is 2017 in the Trends Journal. It was announced that in June, the Central Intelligence Agency has established a new operation, the Iran Mission Center, to specifically mine intelligence about Iran. It goes, I go on to say, and in keeping with the deep-rooted anti-Iran agenda of the Trump administration, Michael, now I'm not making this up, quote, Dark Prince, end quote, D'Andrea, also referred to by his colleagues as, quote, Ayatollah Mike, has taken the helm of this new arm of the CIA. This whole thing has been in the making. I'm going to read you something from Soleimani, who was assassinated by the United States. Commander of the Islamic Revolution Guards, Major General Soleimani, said that Iran does not fear the U.S. threats and is ready to defeat it again. Quote, the Iranian nation has not started war in the past incidents, but it annihilates any aggressor, and the U.S. is aware of this, Soleimani said, addressing a gathering in the southwestern city of Hawaz on Thursday. He underlined the need for Americans to speak with Iran with the correct and appropriate language and said, quote, we are powerful and ready for defeating the United States several other times, and we are not worried about the U.S. threats, and it is them who should be worried. When did I say this was? Thursday. He was assassinated hours later. hours later. Pompeo, a Meet the Press, said, "We would have been culpably negligent had we not taken action. The American people would have said that we weren't doing the right thing to protect and defend American lives. President Trump has made this crystal clear." He went on to claim that they were in fact plots that Soleimani was working on that were aimed directly at significant harm to American interests throughout the region. Show me the proof. Show me the proof. Hasn't shown us anything. Just more talk. You're assuming this, so you're going to kill the guy? The reports are coming out that he was in Iraq because a peace deal was being made between him, between Iran, Saudi Arabia, and Iraq. That just came out. This is murder in the first degree. There were significant, there were in fact plots. Well, show us them. He has not provided anything to back up what they've done. And when they said about retaliation, he said, it may be there's a little noise here and there in the interim. A little noise. Isn't that nice? Now, he also said again that these attacks were aimed at significant harm to American interests throughout the region. Can you please tell me what American interests are throughout the region? Oh, yes. The broccoli crop. Oh, yes. It's the biggest in the world right there in the Middle East. Iran has broccoli. Iraq is filled with broccoli. Libya, the broccoli country of the world. Hey, how about Syria? Oh, you know that pipeline that they want to go through Iran, through Iraq, and through Syria and into the Mediterranean? Oh, yeah, that one. You know what's going on in Venezuela. Largest oil reserves in the world. You heard our former National Security Advisor Bolton say, we need American companies down there. It'd be good for the American people. What are our interests there? My interests are to protect America. I believe in the founding fathers, George Washington, a real man. Didn't have a great Christmas Eve. No, he wasn't waiting for Santa Claus. He was going across the Delaware. Farewell address, no foreign entanglements. America hasn't won a war since World War II. And the Russians helped us win that one, by the way. They fought Germany. We need peace on earth. We're going to have hell on earth if this continues. It's a whole different game now. The game's almost over if we go to war. So, we'll be back in a few. Talk about this, where it's going. Also, some economic news. Because if this goes down hard, so too does the global economy. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Gerald Celente.
Hello, hello. Hello, hello. Great to be here on The Alex Jones Show. And remember, you got to keep freedom of speech alive, because all you get from the mainstream media is propaganda or impropaganda. And you're going to hear a lot more of it now in a lot of different ways. So do what you can to support InfoWars. And right now, they have the best deal of 2019 Mega Clearance Blowout Sale Final. To 75% off plus free shipping. Start your year with a true 360 win and fight for the truth while securing your high quality products for up to 75% off with free shipping. And these deals are only available while supplies last, and they've already had to end the sales on these top sellers. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, sold out. DNA Force Plus, sold out. Ultimate Krill Oil, sold out. Super Male Vitality, sold out. I think that's because I bought it all. Survival Shield X2, off of sale. So don't miss your chance. Help bring the InfoWar into the new year for a re-energized fight
against the globalists worldwide. Vaso Beats, 60% off, almost sold out. Silver Bullet, $9.95, almost sold out. Alpha Power, 60%, almost sold out. On and on. Get these products. Support InfoWars. Do what you can to keep truth alive. This sale, the products are being sold out quick, so jump on board before there are not too much left. And let's keep the truth alive. So, going back to what I was talking about before, we heard Pompeo on Sunday saying that the intelligence assessment made clear that no action allowing Soleimani to continue his plotting and his planning, his terror campaign, created more risk than taking the action that we took last week. Again, where's the proof? They haven't provided one element of proof. This was a bad guy. We took him off the playing field. What kind of language is that? This is a bad guy. We took him off the playing field. He blew him to little pieces of dust. Bad guy. Excuse me. And that's important because this was a fella who was the glue, who was conducting active plotting against the United States of America, putting American lives at risk. American lives at risk where? Remember, Iran has not invaded a country in over 250 years. Am I supporting Iran? Absolutely not. No foreign entanglements. That guy, Gaddafi, you gotta go. I don't like him. I want him out of there. Oh, yeah. Look what's going on in Libya now. Oh, it's up in flames. Did a great job, Obama. I want that guy shot out of there. Oh, yeah, the same terrorist you used to get rid of Gaddafi, you brought him over to Syria, huh? Yeah, the Al-Qaeda's. And now what? Over 600,000 Syrians dead? Refugee crisis, migrant crisis? Wonder why they're leaving home. Can't figure it out. And now this. So, I want to put this back into context because then people are going to say, well, Salenti, you know, this is going to be another Benghazi incident. Look what they were doing to the United States Embassy. Oh, yeah, that embassy that's on over 100 acres. 100 acres. Anyway, what brought those protests on? Well, a couple of days before, there we go. American airstrikes stir anger from the Iraqis. Tuesday, December 31st. Wall Street Journal. U.S. strikes sharpen divide with Baghdad. U.S. strikes were in response to an attack 2 days earlier in which more than 30 rockets were fired at an Iraqi military base near Kirkuk, killing a U.S. contractor. Number one, we shouldn't have military bases in Iraq. And number two, who is this contractor? Was he a plumber? Maybe a bricklayer? The word contractor. How about mercenary? You want to take a risk as a mercenary and go in a foreign country and go kill other people? Of course, if he wasn't a bricklayer, a plumber, or a carpenter, not that kind of contractor, or a general contractor, then you put your life on the line. That's not why they launched this, because one guy got killed and a couple of soldiers wounded. In response to these massive strikes that America conducted, Financial Times, Baghdad to review U.S. ties after attack. It killed over 27 people. And this was a Shia group allied with Iran. But they were Iraqis. And again, these countries were all carved up. Look at the map. Oh, yeah, every country has a perfect straight line around it. This is a Sykes-Picot Act after World War I. At the end of the Ottoman Empire, when the British and the French carved up this joint with the help of the Americans. So you have all these interwoven ethnic groups and religious groups. That's why the Shia. But Soleimani wasn't responsible for that. So going back to the Benghazi time, no one was hurt, no one was injured in that embassy attack. But what was the embassy attack about? Again, Baghdad to review U.S. ties after attack. And again, when I talk about InfoWars and the need to support it, so you get a different views from different people. And you know the motto of the Trends Journal. Think for yourself. Don't tell anybody what to think. I'm putting out the facts. But I'm warning about propaganda. Well, should we call it impropaganda? Video tweeted by Pompeo was authentic, but his description is disputed. Iraqis, Iraqis, dancing in the streets for freedom. Thankful that General Soleimani is no more, Pompeo tweeted. The video was authentic, but the problem was that Mr. Pompeo's description of it was exaggerated. Witnesses said that the group of men was very small, that no one joined them, and that the minor demonstration was over in less than 2 minutes. So that's what they're saying. So, again, I am an American. I launched Occupy Peace. No foreign entanglements. Here we go. No foreign entanglements. We got troops, 800 bases overseas, over 80 countries. Bring on the troops, secure the homeland. Secure the homeland. No more people coming in that we can't take. Have them rebuild our third world infrastructure. Troops Progress Administration, give them skills. The construction industry needs them very, very much. And what else? Force Congress to vote to go to war. I don't want anybody, I don't want one El Presidente taking us to war, whether it's Clinton, whether it's Bush, whether it's Obama, whether it's Trump. I am an American, and I believe in the Constitution. Article 1, Clause 8. Only Congress has the right to vote to go to war. And then finally, on each state ballot or referendum, well, we the people will tell them how to vote. Because we're the ones that will pay for this with our money and our lives. They don't send the senator's son. These are very critical times. Stay tuned. Keep an open mind. It's not what you like, what you want, what you wish for. It's only what is. Stick with the facts. And again, stick with InfoWars.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.